AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Trade talks between the U.S. and Mexico are in day two in Washington.
We welcome what the Mexicans put on the table, but as the president said yesterday, it's not nearly enough.
Vice President Mike Pence is involved in the talks. President Trump is threatening a 5% tariff on Mexico starting Monday if Mexico doesn't tighten its immigration laws.
We made clear to them that President Trump is going to continue to stand firm until we bring this crisis of illegal immigration at our southern border to an end.
Mexico's president says he will hold a unity rally on the border in Tijuana, Mexico, on Saturday. Meantime, the nation's trade gap is shrinking, with one noticeable exception. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The latest numbers show the nation's trade deficit, something President Trump sees as a sign of economic weakness, actually shrank in April. At the same time, however, the deficit with China grew nearly 30%, with U.S. exports to China falling off and Chinese imports here growing. In France, reporters asked President Trump when he might make a call on his threatened tariff hikes on another $300 billion worth of Chinese goods.
I will make that decision, I would say, over the next 2 weeks, probably right after the G20.
Chinese President Xi Jinping will be at that summit in Japan.
I'll be meeting with President Xi, and we'll see what happens.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Omaha Beach in France, President Trump talked about the allies that stormed the beach on D-Day 75 years ago today.
To all of our friends and partners, our cherished alliance was forged in the heat of battle, tested in the trials of war, and proven in the blessings of peace.
The president also sought to assure allies skittish about relying on the U.S. under his America First brand of leadership. In upstate New York, a vehicle loaded with West Point cadets on summer training overturned on a dirt road, killing one cadet. This is AP Radio News. Back to court in Chicago for R. Kelly.
R. Kelly stood with his hands folded and said, "Yes, sir," when Judge Lawrence Flood described the charges. The aggravated criminal sexual assault charges carry a sentence of up to 30 years in prison. Kelly also faces 10 charges brought in February, which have a maximum sentence of 7 years. His attorney, Steve Greenberg, says the new charges involve the same case from one of the four women named in the previous charges.
It's the same facts, as you heard the judge say, the same bond. Same evidence, and we expect the same result.
Margie Zaraletta, Chicago.
James Shaw Jr., a Tennessee man who wrestled a gun away from a Waffle House shooter, has been honored with a joyride in a Blue Angels jet. He flew in a Navy FA-18 Hornet. The G-forces can be intense, and the pilot says Shaw actually lost consciousness for a moment, but Shaw says he woke up laughing. James Shaw is credited with disarming the shooter who killed four people last year at a Waffle House in Nashville. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.